This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. If you've done any of your gift shopping at Amazon this year, there's a pretty good chance some of those orders were handled by seasonal workers. This year, the company hired more than 120,000 of them for jobs at its fulfillment centers around the country. And for the past couple of years, Amazon's been recruiting a particular kind of migrant worker, I guess you could call them. They're known as work campers, people who live and travel in RVs around the country, picking up odd jobs along the way. And that gets us to our latest installment of our seasonal series, Holidays, brought to you by
Imagination.
Wonderful products.
Brought to you by
Marketplace's Amy Scott, headed to Campbellsville, Kentucky. That's south of Louisville, to check it out.
Okay. Go, Maggie. Go first. Come on in.
It's one of the first really cold nights of December, but the Green River Stables campground is still packed with RVs. The one decked out with blue Christmas lights belongs to Steve and Karen Swayze from Paris, Tennessee. Inside, there's a gas fireplace and a big screen TV. Steve cracks open a can of chili to heat in the microwave. The Swayzes are part of what Amazon calls its camper force. Every fall, hundreds of mostly retired folks drive to Campbellsville to work the holiday season. Amazon pays for their campsites and covers their electricity.
Right now, we're about a week or two away from leaving, so everybody's hunkered down and staying warm.
But they're excited, too, because there's an excitement that builds up as you start getting closer to the finish.
Karen is 57, Steve 55. They served for 20 years in the Army. Karen in military intelligence, Steve in transportation and logistics.
I decided some years back that I was going to work really hard half my life, not quite work as hard the other half.
So 10 years ago, they retired from the military, packed up their trailer, and hit the road.
We did like 39 states the first time we had it out, and that's when we found out how addictive it was.
That's also when they found out about Work Camper, a website that matches RV travelers with seasonal jobs. In the spring and summer, they mostly work at campgrounds or resorts. In the fall, they come to Amazon. This is their seventh season. General Manager Carlos De La Garza says the program started in 2010 as a novel way to staff the holiday rush.
Many of them are like former professionals in their own right, folks who were teachers, people who held leadership roles.
This year, Steve is working as a picker. Wearing a blue T-shirt and shorts, he pushes a cart down a long aisle between two rows of metal shelves and scans a toy bound for who knows where.
Thomas the Train. Everybody knows Thomas.
After he fills up a yellow bin, he'll deposit it on a conveyor belt that snakes through the warehouse to the packing stations, where Karen slides a light-up Christmas sweater into a plastic shipping pouch.
You basically just throw it on, and there it goes.
The pay starts at $11.50 an hour, plus time and a half for overtime. They work until a few days before Christmas, and then, flush with cash, head to Florida.
And we just live large down here, like a grand vacation for 3 or 4 months before we start doing something else again.
That same adventurous spirit inspired Annette and Don Bordeaux from Minnesota to retire early after careers in law enforcement and the travel industry.
Don and I tend to be why not people.
With Don's pension, they don't really need to work.
You know, retirement is really boring. You have to keep on moving. And that's what we're doing with this lifestyle.
It's not just retirees. Lindsay and Greg Johannesson are in their 40s and doing their first stint at Amazon. They left behind a house in Charlotte to tour the country with their 4 homeschooled kids.
We wanted to leave a legacy for our children of making memories and being able to travel and see the United States together as a family.
They've harvested sugar beets in North Dakota. After Amazon, they'll work a rodeo and livestock show in Houston.
Definitely enough work to keep it going.
Yep, 100%.
When their shift ends at 5 o'clock, Steve and Karen Swayze head back to their home on wheels. They walk their pug Maggie to the campground office to check their mail. A couple of Christmas packages await them with a familiar logo. What's the name of that place again?
I believe it came from Amazon. Amazon Prime. Love it.
Who knows, Steve says. He may have even processed the order. In Campbellsville, Kentucky, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.